Hello, Frisco. I am your host, Scott Ellis, and this week we're going to try something a little bit different on the Frisco podcast. We're going to do a roundup of some of the more interesting stories and things that are happening in and around Frisco. It's just you and me. Let's get to it. Okay, so we thought we'd mix things up a little bit this week, and usually we have on guests, and instead we're going to just talk through some of the interesting stories and things that are happening in and around Frisco and give you a quick roundup. If you guys like this format, if you'd like to hear this once in a while, let me know. Maybe we'll do it once a month or once a quarter or whatever feels right. If you can't stand this format at all, we want to hear about that too, and we'll stop doing it. So let's go ahead and dig in and talk about some of the more interesting stories that are happening. As you may have heard or not, our friends at 811 Place, Lance and Ursula, are opening up a new restaurant that is going to be at the intersection of 5th and Oak in downtown Frisco. It's a place called 5th and Oak, and it will be a pizza and beer joint. It's going to be inside one of the old homes there, and that should be opening up a little bit later this summer. They've had great success with 811. If you haven't been in there, you got to go in. It's right off of Main Street, and have some wine, have some beer, have some snacks. Great place, fun atmosphere, excellent backyard for a nice evening, and can't wait to see what they do with 5th and Oak. And of course, in the show notes, we'll have links to all of these places and articles and everything else that we've done before. Now, you may have also heard that there's some development going on around Frisco. There's this little thing called the $5 billion mile, and we've talked about that quite a bit. And just back on, I believe, around July 1st or 2nd, City Council approved a $1 billion project called Frisco Station. So this has been in the works for a while, but the final plans and the intent for this was approved, and development should begin anytime. And Frisco Station is a huge development that's going to be at the intersection of Warren and the toll road. And it's going to wrap around the Star, which is the Dallas Cowboys new complex that's going up there right at that intersection. So the Star will sit at the northwest corner of Warren and the toll road. And then the rest of that acreage around it, if you would imagine sort of an L shape around it, is going to be Frisco Station. So that is a $1 billion project, 242-acre mixed-use development that is going to be starting construction very soon. It was approved by City Council, so we're excited to see more good stuff coming to Frisco. Across the street is a development called Wade Park. This is going to be a little bit more upscale. We already know about a few things that are coming there. We're excited about Whole Foods coming in, Pinstripes is coming in, and there are a handful of new restaurants that are also going to be coming in there that were recently announced, including 13 Pies, Steel City Pops, Torchy's Tacos, and Bread Zeppelin. There's also going to be an iPick movie theater and a Hotel Zaza, and this is also mixed use, so it will be residential and commercial, so business and restaurants and shops and all that good stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really nice area. Plans for it look outstanding. Again, links in the show notes, so keep your eyes open. There's a whole bunch of new stuff coming to Wade Park that's just been announced. Now, going back to Frisco City Council, we have an announcement from Frisco Mayor Pro Tem John Keating, announcing that he would be seeking the Republican nomination for the State House District number 33. So he's been on City Council since 2010, and prior to that served 13 years in the U.S. Army and has owned small businesses. And the seat that he is going after is currently held by Representative Scott Turner of Frisco, who announced last month that he was not going to be seeking another term. Keating is stepping up, and he is going to be running for that House District seat, and we're going to wish John all the best in getting elected to that seat. So keep your eyes open for that, especially as election time rolls around. Now, how about a little bit of sports? The Texas Legends are obviously off right now. It is not basketball season. However, head coach Eduardo Najera has moved on to take a scouting position with the Mavericks. So NBA legend Nick Van Exel has been offered, at least our understanding, has been offered the head coaching position for the Texas Legends. So hopefully we'll have another very successful NBA player and NBA star coming into the Legends. And, you know, the Legends haven't made the playoffs, I think, since 2011. So here's hoping that Nick comes in and can turn this around for us and get us back into the playoffs a little bit. We're excited to see what the Legends do this year. In looking at soccer, of course, the FC Dallas are in full swing right now. And currently, they are sitting in position 5 at the Western Conference. So they're doing pretty good. They've got a shot at the playoffs, but they are down there at position 5. So in 4 is the LA Galaxy, 3 is the Portland Timbers, 2 is the Vancouver Whitecaps, and number 1 are the Seattle Sounders. And again, that's the Western Conference. So hopefully the FC Dallas can kick it into high gear for the rest of the season and rise up in those rankings a little bit. And then last but not least is, of course, the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders have had a number of good seasons over the last several years. Unfortunately, right now, they are sitting at the bottom of the Texas South League. So they are 35-47. They're only one game behind the San Antonio Missions, so it wouldn't take too much for them to move up a little bit, but from there it gets a little bit tougher because the Midland Rockhounds are at 44-38 and Corpus Christi Hooks are at 53-29. So we're going to keep cheering for the Rough Riders. If you haven't been out to any games this year, do your best to go out there and cheer them on. If you happen to be new to Frisco or you're moving to Frisco and you're listening to this podcast to get a feel for what's happening around town, and we know you're out there, Rough Riders games are just a blast to go to. It's a very family-friendly environment. It is a beautiful, small stadium that they play in, and it definitely has that old Americana baseball, great summertime fun kind of feel to it. So, again, if you haven't been out to a game so far this year, make sure you get out and check out some Rough Riders. So that's kind of what's happening around town. That's what's happening with some of the development and the sports teams. We want to hear more from you guys, though. What do you want to know more about? What do you want to hear more about that's happening in Frisco? Are you looking for info on nightlife, on restaurants, on businesses, on what's happening and what's moving here, or more kids and family? You know, whatever it is, let us know. Leave us a comment. On Facebook is fine. On Google Plus is great. On Twitter is great. Or just come to the website and leave a comment in the show notes for this podcast. And we will look forward to seeing you guys next week.